Today on the Pastor Study, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 15. Go with me, if you will, at this time. Let's go together to Matthew chapter 15. Today's study has a somewhat interesting title. Today's study is entitled, Jesus Has Gone to the Dogs. Jesus has gone to the dogs. And we'll see what I'm getting at in just a moment. Over in Matthew chapter 15, we want to begin reading in verse number 21 and down to verse 28 together. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Jesus has gone to the dogs. A lost or unsaved man in scriptures is pictured as a dog. A dog in scripture is despised and portrayed as wicked and vile. The Gentiles were looked upon as dogs or unclean by the Jews. In the Old Testament, the Jew was not allowed to pay a vow with either what a woman earned as a whore or the money received for selling a dog. In Deuteronomy chapter 23, in verse number 18, the word of God says this, Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow. For even both these are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. The Word of God tells us in both the Old and New Testaments that a dog returns to its own vomit. In Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 11, the Word of God says this, As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. And in the New Testament, in 2 Peter chapter number 2 and verse 22, the Word of God says, The dog is turned to his own vomit again. What this is a picture of is a lost person who may clean up his act for a while, may turn over a new leaf for a while, may even have a period of reprobation in their life. But one thing is certain, my dear friend, that they will eventually return to their old ways or their sins unless they get saved. In fact, the Bible tells us that during the tribulation that the Antichrist will desecrate the temple by offering unclean sacrifices of which a dog is one. Listen to what the Word of God says with me in Isaiah chapter 66. In Isaiah chapter 66, look with me in verse number 3. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. And we know, of course, oxen were used to be sacrificed, amen. But instead of oxen, the Antichrist will sacrifice men. Here's another one. He that sacrificeth a lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck. instead of sacrificing a lamb, which is a clean animal, amen, the Antichrist will offer a dog as a sacrifice in the Holy Temple. He that offereth an oblation, as if he offered swine's blood. Amen. See, instead of offering an oblation, a wine to be poured out on the altar, the unclean swine's blood will be offered by the Antichrist. He that burneth incense, as if he blessed an idol, yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their souls delighteth in their abominations. The Bible tells us in the last chapter of the Word of God that dogs or the lost will not enter the gates of New Jerusalem. In Revelations chapter 22, in verses 14 and 15, the Word of God says, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without," see outside, "for without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie." What we want to see in our study today is, in order for a person to get saved, first of all, they must see themselves lost. They need to humble themselves and see themselves as a dog, or in other words, as a sinner. First, we want to look at dogs who won't admit they are dogs, or in other words, sinners who won't admit they are sinners, and what happens? They remain lost. Let's turn over to, with me, the book of 2 Kings. First person we want to look at is Hazael in 2 Kings chapter number 8. In 2 Kings chapter number 8 with me, we want to look at verses 7 through 15. "And Elisha came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, was sick. And it was told him, saying, the man of God is come hither. And the king said unto Hazael, take a present in thine hand, and go, meet the man of God, inquire of the Lord by him, saying, shall I recover of this disease? So Hazael went to meet him, and took a present with him, even of every good thing of Damascus, 40 camels burden, and came and stood before him, and said, thy son Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, hath sent me to thee, saying, shall I recover of this disease? And Elisha said unto him, go, say unto him, thou mayest certainly recover. Howbeit, the Lord hath shewed me that he shall surely die. And he settled his countenance steadfastly, until he was ashamed, and the man of God wept. And Hazael said, why weepeth my Lord? And he answered, because I know the evil that thou wilt do unto the children of Israel. Their strongholds wilt thou set on fire, and their young men wilt thou slay with the sword, and wilt dash their children, and rip up their women with child. Hazael said, but what is thy servant? A dog, that he should do this great thing. And Elisha answered, the Lord hath shewed me that thou shalt be king over Syria. So he departed from Elisha and came to his master, who said to him, what said Elisha to thee? And he answered, and he told me that thou should surely recover. And it came to pass on the morrow that he took a thick cloth, dipped it in water, and spread it on his face, so that he died. And Hazael reigned in his stead." Notice his condition, amen, in Hazael's condition in verse 12 is described by the man of God, Elisha. It says, "And Hazael said, why weepeth my Lord? And he answered, because I know the evil that thou wilt do unto the children of Israel. Their strongholds wilt thou set on fire. Their young men wilt thou slay with the sword, and will dash their children, and rip up their women with child. The picture of the man of God here, the preacher is telling a person that they are a lost and wicked sinner according to the Word of God. Notice his rejection, Haziel's rejection in verse 13. And Haziel said, "But what? Is thy servant a dog that he should do this great thing?" Haziel is saying, "Am I not a sinner? I would never do such a thing." Haziel was very prideful. Amen. He would not admit that he was a dog, a sinner. He would not humble himself. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of James, in chapter number 4, in verses 6 and 10, he says, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." Now notice the results. Amen. Notice the results. We see that it says, Haziel reigned in his stead. He became king over Syria, as Elisha said he would. In verse 28, we see that Joram, king of Israel, was wounded when he went to battle against Haziel in the Syrian army. And then in 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 32, we are told that Haziel smote them and all the coast of Israel. And then in 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 22, we are told that Haziel, king of Syria, oppressed Israel, just like the man of God, Elisha, said he would. What the Elisha, the man of God, said exactly what he would do. In 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 12, he did. And finally, in 2 Kings chapter 13, in verse 24, we read, "So Haziel, king of Syria, died. The Bible tells us, for the wages of sin is death." What we have just pictured here with Haziel is this, is a sinner rejecting the word of God as given by the man of God about his condition. See, the unsaved man continues in his sin until his physical death then ends him up in the lake of fire. You see, Haziel's sin only lasts for a season. Amen. He's burning in hell right now. He's burning in hell right now because he wasn't listening to the man of God and the message that God had for him. Another one we want to look at as we're looking at these folks here who are dogs, who won't admit they're dogs, or in other words, sinners, who won't admit they are sinners and remain lost. Look at Goliath. We're all very familiar with Goliath. In 1 Samuel, we want to turn to 1 Samuel now in chapter 17. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, in verse number 38, "And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail." So here we see, amen, we see that Saul is equipping David with his armor. And it says in 39, "David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off." Amen. He put them off because they weren't tried. And we know that he used his slingshot because he was used to it. It did him well in the past. It was proven, amen, and tried. What we want to notice is Goliath's condition in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse number 10. 1 Samuel 17, 10. "The Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we might fight together." See what he said? "I defy the armies of Israel." Amen. What this pictures is a sinner. The sinner hates the things of God, the scriptures, does he not? The saints in the sanctuary. He says, I defy the armies of Israel. Notice his rejection. Notice his rejection in verses 42 and 43 of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog, that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. See, David here pictures the man of God, the preacher, going to deal with someone about their lost soul. And we see a typical response by an unsaved man in verse 42. He disdained the man of God. He despised David. Amen. You know, his attitude, in other words, was, what does this preacher think he's going to do? Amen. How many times have we heard that? I don't want to hear that when you try to witness to someone. Or they slam the door in your face. They disdain you. Or they rip that gospel tract up and throw it to the ground. We see here with Goliath a picture of a sinner, not admitting his condition, a lost dog on his way to a sinner's hell. Again, in verse 43, he says, Am I a dog? Or in other words, I'm not a sinner. I do not need to be converted. Whatever you have to say is not going to change me. Amen. Notice the results. Amen. Notice the results with me. In verse 49 of 1 Samuel 17, it says, And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, and the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So here's the big prideful Goliath, amen? We see that David put his hand on the bag, and he took a stone and slung it at him. Amen? He whipped that sling around, and bingo, hit him right in the middle of his forehead. Again, we see Goliath's pride again, just like Haziel's pride, kept him from seeing himself as a dog. The result was his destruction. The same thing, amen, the same thing with a sinner. When he or she fails to admit their condition, the result is destruction. Not only a physical death, but more importantly a spiritual death, amen, separation from Almighty God for eternity in a lake of fire. In fact, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 11, verse 2, does it not? When pride cometh, then cometh shame. We've seen in both cases, because of the pride of Haziel and the pride of Goliath, shame certainly came to both of them. And of course, in Proverbs 16 and verse 18, we're probably all familiar with this, what it says here, pride goeth before destruction. Well, we've looked at some dogs or some sinners who wouldn't admit they were dogs or sinners and remain lost. Amen. Now let's look at some dogs who admitted they were dogs, in other words, sinners, that humbled themselves, that admitted that they were a sinner, they were a dog, and they got saved. We began earlier in our study, we turned to Matthew 15, did we not? And we saw that woman where Jesus was there on the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and this woman from Canaan, she was a Gentile woman, amen, the Gentile woman, and we want to notice, first of all, notice her statement in verse 22 of Matthew 15, verse 22. She's trying to fake like she's a Jew by the way she addresses Christ. She says, O Lord, thou son of David. Amen. That's how a Jew would address Jesus. And notice her condition. Notice her condition as told by Christ in verse 26. But he answered and said, It is not meet. In other words, it's not fit. It's not right to take the children's bread. Now, the children's bread, of course, the children of Israel, the nation of Israel, and cast it to dogs or give it to the heathen, the unsaved, or the Gentile. Notice her confession now. Notice her confession in verse 27 of Matthew 15. And she said, "Truth, Lord." You're right, Lord, she said. "Truth, Lord, yet dogs," she's saying, "I'm a dog, yet dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." She says, "You're right, I'm a dog, I'm a sinner. I don't deserve the children's bread. All I want is the crumbs, Lord. That's all I'm asking for." The woman realized, amen, it admitted her condition, that she was a dog or a sinner, and she humbled herself. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 14 and verse number 11, "For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased." That's what happened to both Haziel and Goliath. "And he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." This woman exalted her. And this woman humbled herself, amen, and she was exalted. Now notice the result in verse 28. As a result of her admitting her condition, yes, she was a sinner, she was a dog, didn't deserve the children's bread, only wanted the crumbs, we read in verse 28 of Matthew 15, "Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." We see here, whenever a person humbles themselves and admits they are a sinner, a dog, then they will be saved. Let's look at another instance in the Bible, amen, of someone who admitted they were a dog or a sinner, humbled themselves, and got saved. We have the case of Mephibosheth over there in 2 Samuel chapter 9. Of course, Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan. And Jonathan, of course, was the son of Saul. So Mephibosheth was the grandson of King Saul. Let's read now in that chapter, if you would. We begin in chapter 9, 2 Samuel chapter 9. "And David said, Is there yet any that is left in the house of Saul that I may shew him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" So, and then we read in verse 2, "And there was in the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, Art thou Ziba? And he said, Thy servant is he. The king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may shew the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan has yet a son which is lame on his feet." Mephibosheth, of course, as I said, was a son of Jonathan, the grandson of Saul. And what we have in this chapter, 2 Samuel chapter 9, we have a beautiful picture, do we not, of a sinner getting saved because of the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. It's a picture, a type of this. Now, we have some pictures and types in this chapter. Before we go any further, we want to see the house of Saul is all of the condemned mankind born in the image of the fallen Adam. That's a picture, a type of all condition of mankind, unsaved, born in the image of fallen Adam. David is a picture of God the Father here. Jonathan is a picture of God the Son. Ziba the servant is a picture of God the Holy Spirit. Now Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son, it pictures a sinner born in the image of fallen Adam being saved by Christ's work at Calvary. David showed kindness to the house of Saul for Jonathan's sake. In fact, we're told in 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 17, that Jonathan loved David as he loved his own soul. Jonathan protected David when his father Saul tried to kill David. Jonathan made a covenant with David that David would not cut off his kindness from the house of Saul forever. In 1 Samuel chapter 20 and verse 15, let's go there and see the covenant that they made in 1 Samuel chapter 20 in verse number 15. in 1 Samuel chapter 20 and verse number 15. But also thou shalt not cut off thy kindness from my house forever. No, not when the Lord hath cut off the enemies of David, every one, from the face of the earth. Now, this covenant pictures the blood covenant that God the Son has with God the Father to save all those that trust in his shed blood. Notice Mephibosheth's condition in verses 3 and 13 there in 2 Samuel chapter number 9. It says, first of all, he was lame on his feet. In verse 13, he was lame on both his feet. And what this pictures is a sinner, lost, dead in trespasses and sin. Notice Mephibosheth's confession in verse 8. He bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldst look upon such a dead dog as I? Not only did he call himself a dog, but a dead dog. Mephibosheth realizes that he is a dog. A dog of the house of Saul deserves to die and does not deserve the mercy and grace of King David. What is this all a picture of? It pictures a person who realizes they are a sinner, born in the image of fallen Adam, and does not deserve God's grace and mercy, but instead deserves to go to a sinner's hell. But notice the results. We see that he comes from a place, Mephibosheth, Ziba the servant, a picture of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God the Father sends out the Holy Spirit, brings Mephibosheth, brings the lost sinner to Christ. Amen. Convicts him of a sin. And notice, he comes from Lodibar, a place of no pasture. And he brings him to Jerusalem. And we notice in verse 13, we're told, so Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, a place of peace. He went from a place of no pasture to a place of peace. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both his feet. Again, when a sinner humbles themselves and receives Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, then they will be saved. And they will continually eat at the king's table. Amen. And someday all of us that are saved, the bride of Christ, will eat at that marriage supper of the Lamb. What a beautiful celebration that will be. As we conclude, we see what we have seen, what happens when Jesus goes to the dogs. Some humble themselves and admit their conditions, that they are dogs or a sinner, humble themselves and get saved. Or some fail to admit they're a dog, a sinner, and die lost in their sins. Despite the movie title, all dogs do not go to heaven, amen, only the saved ones. How about you? How about you, my dear friend? Every dog has a license, does it not, that identifies the owner. Who is your owner? The devil or the Lord Jesus Christ? You can change your ownership today by receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. How about you? Whose owner? Whose owner are you? Who do you belong to? Do you belong to Jesus? Amen. And if you do belong to Jesus, if he's your owner, are you living your life in such a way that reflects his ownership, or have you run off to go run with the devil's dogs? That's all the time we have today on the Pastor Study Board as it go by fast. It's been a blessing to be with you today. This is Brother Gino saying, until we meet again on the Pastor Study, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.